Hey, you guys, it's Coach Nye. Welcome back to Storytime with Nye. For the ones that's new, thank you for following. And for the ones that follow me over from social media with Side Chat with Nye, I thank you so much for continuing to follow. I ask that you continue to follow and continue to share. This episode, we're going to dive deep into the self-healing, okay? Now, you know, we've been on a self-love journey since 2023. We've tackled the different fitnesses, which was spiritual, mental, and physical fitness of the overall health of our self-love journey. So I wanted to introduce you guys to the five steps of healing. These five steps is something that I came up with. It's more steps that can be taken, but these were so important to me. And the acronym for that is ARPIE, A-R-P-I-E. And with ARPIE, it is meaning our piece of the pie, of the self-healing pie, okay? So ARPIE, this acronym provides the framework for practicing self-healing, encouraging individuals to embark on the journey of self-awareness, self-compassion, and empowerment, which all falls under the umbrella of self-love, right? Your self-love, self-healing journey. And I want you guys to remember, when we look at loving on ourselves, most of us were so giving to others before. We would give, and then we love on ourselves later, or either we wouldn't love on ourselves. So when you decide to start loving on yourself, that self-love is not selfish. And I talk about that in the Trinity of Fitness. It is a way of grounding your spiritual and mental to balance your overall fitness, right? Your spiritual self begins to call out and yearn for energy to keep you balanced with the divine. And your mental fitness will become more focused to allow clear communication with your intuition. And so that's what we want to focus on. So let's jump into the ARPIE. So A is for acknowledgement, R is for release, P is practice self-care, I is inner exploration, and E is for empowerment. Okay, so let's jump into A, acknowledgement. It begins acknowledging, meaning you have to acknowledge your emotions, experience, and any pain or trauma that you're carrying. Recognizing and accepting that you're going through is the first step towards healing. And I also have that as admitting. So once you admit, acknowledge, then you can start this process. And then the next thing would be R, to release it. Release negative emotions, limited beliefs, and toxic energy that may be holding you back. Allow yourself to let go of the resentment, anger, self-doubt, and free yourself from that grip of negativity. So how can you do that? By reflecting. You can reflect on what it is, and you can start releasing those different types of energies, okay? So with the P is practice self-care. Prioritizing self-care, these activities that nurture your mind, your body, and your soul, whether it's meditation, exercise, spending time in nature, or engaging in hobbies you love, making self-care like a regular part of your routine. And how do you do that? By coming up with a plan of action. That plan of action will, what will I do, or how will I start this self-love journey? And I'm going to practice self-care, but how? And that's your plan of action that you come up with, okay? And this is when you journal. Keep you a notebook with you at all time, because I'm telling you, you will start getting information just downloaded in you. God will start speaking to you. You know, you'll see things, and things will come back to you. And now it's clear, you know, but write those things down. Write down your dreams. Write down any and everything so you can start putting your life, you know, the plan of action of your self-healing and prioritizing it, okay? And the inner exploration, that is the I, inner exploration. This is to take time to explore your inner world, which is self. You know, understand your thoughts and feelings, and uncover any underlying issues or patterns. Journaling, as we just talked about, therapy, that is a must, okay? If you can do therapy, you do not have to be crazy. You do not have to be weird to do therapy. Therapy, or having a life coach, is helping you prioritize your mind, understanding your thoughts. That's what that is. So it's not a bad thing. Also, self-reflecting exercises we just talked about. This can aid the process of self-discovery. And in that, how do you do that? You isolate, removing yourself from all the toxicity. Remove yourself from it, isolate yourself, and go within, go inward, right? So that's what we want to focus on. That's our I, and last but not least is our E, empowerment. Empower yourself by setting boundaries, practicing self-compassion, and cultivating a positive mindset. Focus on building resilience and inner strength as you navigate your healing journey. How do you do that? By executing, okay? Start executing your plan of action, isolating yourself. You reflected, you even admitted, now you want to start executing. And you start that by starting your mornings by giving thanks to the Most High. And then looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, thank you for staying strong, you know. Give yourself some props. You know, when feeling attacked by the enemy, read Psalms 35. These are the things that you have to look at when you're in this self-healing phase of your life, when you want better. You're going to start transmuting all those negative inner thoughts and energy into love and gratitude. As I stated before, more of our inner doubts stem from generational curses or unhealed child wounds. Either way you look at it, you need to cut ties and heal your inner child. Ecclesiastes 3:1. It's something about this number 31. I'm going to look it up because I keep saying 31. But Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, here's a time and there's a time for everything. So in your own timing or in God's timing, everything that needs to be revealed will be revealed. Right now is the time to give God all his glory and show gratitude to him and yourself. You have to remember that, okay? For me, during my self-love journey, I realized I don't want what I want anymore. I got to that point that I don't want what I want anymore because everything that I want was hurting me. You know, everything, whether it was a relationship, friendship, it doesn't matter what it was, what I want hurted me. So I started wanting what God wants for me. And I stopped trying to control the outcome of everything and started looking at, okay, God, you chose me to do your work. So, and that work was to show unconditional love. That's a gift. To show and how to teach it, right? And once I surrendered and started operating out of that, that's when God started bringing people into my life that matches that strength of mine, that gift of mine, right? And where I'd be weak, that person is strong. So while they're leading the fight of something that I'm not strong in, I'm able to be behind them, right? And they're able to protect me in that way because that's what it's supposed to be, right? When you, and for me, I was able to navigate through things and learn from that person because they were strong in that area. So I'm able to learn from that person so I can stand strong on the side of them, whether it's friendship or whether it's relationship. And that's the thing. You know, of having people that match you, okay? So the unhealed version of me in those times, I had a problem with like possession, you know, the mind, you know, I'm doing this. You see people doing you wrong, but you still want to be a part of their life. You notice people stepping on you, but yet I still wanted them a part of my life. And that was the unhealed, unconditional love part of me, right? But the healed version of me, now I have boundaries. The same things can happen, but my boundaries won't allow me to react the way that I reacted. So those were the things that I had to acknowledge and admit and reflect and things like that to even jumpstart a healing process for me while I was on my self-love journey. My journey wasn't easy. And as I tell people, it's not going to be easy because you have to be truthful and you have to be honest. And when you're truthful and honest, it's not easy at all. But you learn to accept that. And you learn to accept things for what they are, people for what they are, yourself. You learn to stop apologizing for who you are. And you start accepting for, you know, yourself. You're accepting the things for what they are and who you are. And being okay with having boundaries. Because a person that love you or whatever the case may be, they're going to respect your boundaries at all time. Okay? So I just wanted to come in really quick and give you those 5 steps to self-healing and give you a small testimony. And as always on Storytime with Nye, I always give a piece of testimony of my life because I need you to understand I'm not perfect. I'm not better than anyone. I did not come from with a silver spoon in my mouth. I came through the struggle, the trenches. I jumped off the porch early. I did a lot of things that I shouldn't have had to do or done. But if I knew better, I'd have did better. But now I know better and I'm going to teach better. Okay? So you guys, as always, if no one told you, I want you to know that I love you. I'm proud of you. I want you to keep up the good work. Continue to follow and share. If you haven't already, go to NyeFitnessLLC.com. Purchase your workout program, your journal, and the pre-sale for the Trinity Walk to Self-Love journal will be coming soon. We're just finishing up some last minute things, and then it will be out for pre-sale. So, and also, if you have not got you a Nye buddy, reach out to me. Email me at bodybynyefitness@gmail.com. Go onto the website and get and subscribe. Send me an email, and you'll be able to subscribe for life coaching as well on the Nye Fitness LLC website. The podcast will be on there as well. So you guys continue doing what you're doing. Remember to pour into yourself, then pour into others. I love you, and I'm so proud of you guys. Keep up the good work, okay? Talk to you later.